All right, let's get to the carryout. Of course, this is our nightly segment where I read the newspaper so you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. The ratings are out. The GOP debate last night outperformed Donald Trump, who spoke at a veterans fundraiser, which was carried by CNN. We'll see what happens tomorrow when CNN broadcasts an iPhone recording of the O'Reilly Factor. And Fox just goes ahead and puts a camera in Trump's bathroom with the scroll, "Breaking news, Trump about to blow dry." And also, we always say that politics is sports. So if that's true, when Donald Trump tweets out that moderator Megyn Kelly is a bimbo or says he could shoot somebody and none of his followers would care, could we just suspend him for a couple days? I mean, maybe he's got to sit out New Hampshire. I mean, Jonathan Taves is sick and the NHL suspended him for a whole game. I'd say a presidential candidate tweeting that a debate moderator is a bimbo is at least worth that. Maybe 2, 3, 4, 5, 10? The whole year, please? Hillary Clinton's in hot water because the feds say that she had 22 emails that were top secret on her server. Good, we caught her hot a turn on Benghazi. No, that's not what this is about anymore. Hey, all right, though. How dare she send emails with top secret stuff to other officials that were supposed to see that stuff? Wait, what are we mad about again? Oh, that's right. It's Hillary. President Obama will come speak at the Rotunda in Springfield sometime next month. Why? Well, I think he may have left his umbrella. Or maybe some old pens and some paper clips. Or you never know, he's looking for a job. Sources say Governor Rauner would like to have a beer with him when he comes. But have you seen the bars in Springfield? I'm not sure the president likes natty ice. Today, Governor Rauner declined to expand the ailments list for medical marijuana clearance. There's mounting pressure to include more ailments, both for the patients and the businesses. When reached for comment, pot smokers said, you know, it's really easy to get marijuana, right? You don't necessarily have to get it through medical marijuana. CPS is giving kids who cheat to get into selective enrollment schools a lifetime ban if caught. So word of warning, if caught, well, there'll be no one left to go to selective enrollment schools because let's face it, everybody cheats. The old Navy Pier Ferris wheel is going to be preserved in Branson, Missouri, because nothing says old and high like Branson, Missouri. This weekend is a competitive one at the box office. The movies that are opening, The Finest Hours, it's a boat rescue movie, 50 Shades of Black, a Wayans parody, and Kung Fu Panda 3, because the story didn't wrap up in 2. I wonder who wins. My guess, Star Wars. In weather, today's the first day of 2016 where the sun set after 5 o'clock, 5:01 p.m. to be exact. That plus the 50-degree weather this weekend, I'm getting out the old slip and slide. In sports, the Bulls beat the Lakers last night in Tinseltown. Kobe played and played the worst game of his career against the Bulls. Also, Jimmy Butler's new boyfriend Mark Wahlberg was there because, you know, Jimmy Buckets is the new Johnny Drama. The NHL All-Star Game is tomorrow night. Boring. I'm telling you, Blackhawks versus everybody else. Then I'd watch. And of course, it has to be in Nashville. Why does hockey have to always be in Nashville? Feels like every time the Hawks play anybody, it's the Nashville Predators. And now the All-Star Game is in Nashville? Enough of Nashville! The Chargers look to be staying in San Diego after rumors had them moving the NFL franchise to Los Angeles. When reached for comment, San Diego residents said, wait, does this mean Philip Rivers stays too? And then they went surfing and ate fish tacos and enjoyed the freeway system. That's really all I know about San Diego. That's really the limit. In baseball, it's a Sox Fest down at Hilton Towers. I'd go to Sox Fest if Dotson, Hoyt, Bannister, both Laws, Julio Cruz, Luzinski, Kittle, Fisk, and Chet Lemon were hanging out at Kitty O'Shea's. Otherwise, what's the point? Northwestern lost to Michigan State by 30 last night, dropping them to 3-6 in the Big Ten. They get Iowa this weekend. Yikes. Maybe they can hope for that Iowa snowstorm to come early. At this rate, the Cats got to win some big games just to be considered a bubble team. But hey, if you're a Cats fan, you could take solace in the fact that Illinois sucks too. And finally, today a court ruled that panhandlers couldn't be excluded from Daily Plaza and that the panhandlers in question would both receive $1,500 in damages, which the panhandlers replied, cool, can I get it in coins? That's the carryout for January 29, 2016. Happy birthday, Mom. Coming up, some tips for winter driving in Chicago as that storm that's threatening the Iowa caucuses will be here later in the week. Also, a sit-down interview with Justin Peter, the author of The Idealist, Aaron Swartz, and the Rise of Free Culture on the Internet. That's all tonight on the download here on WGN. Stay with us.